Hello.
Larry O'Brien.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I've talked to B. Mueller, and B. Mueller is called McNamara, and what they're presenting to me at this point is that McNamara, at the opening of the meeting that the labor guys, you know, keep claiming is their meeting, at 1:30 tomorrow, he will ask for a majority view of the committee to dispose of the higher education bill that, assuming it's out of Morse's committee as a consensus bill, which Morse assures it will be, that for immediate disposal of it without debate. And if majority agree with the chairman, then they'll put it on that basis. They dispose of it in 10 minutes and then go on to 14B. That if the majority of those present say, well, hell, we're not going to agree to it, and then it's obvious that they were going to use it as they see it for a handle to stall 14B. And that's as far as I've gotten so far. At least they're going to bring it up, and he's going to present it to the committee before he gets into 14B.
Okay, I think that they're going to get me off 14B if they just mess with us a little bit. I've told them very clearly that we expect medical care and higher education and education, our program, to go ahead of it, and I'm not going to let it block the rest of them. I've told them that.
B. Mueller said, well, you know, what we don't want to see happen is all of this program enacted and 14B still hanging there. I said, what the hell's the matter with you, Andy? For Christ's sakes, haven't we so far taken up everything step by step by step? Now, I said, if you fellows had gotten goddamn 14B done a week ago, I've been on the calendar now. Nobody has ever, I said, all we're saying is don't, when we got things cranked up and we're trying to move these bills along, Jesus, let's just move them along in order. That full committee, if there's a quorum there at 1:30 tomorrow and you have a consensus bill out of the subcommittee on higher education, and Christ, there's not going to be any complaint by at least a majority of those present at 1:30 about take it up and have it.
Wait just a
minute.
Okay, well, I don't know anything, do I? I called B. Mueller this morning and told him that. I told my friend Meany that. Now, if they want to get a fudge in and want to give 14B preference, well, only thing I know to do is just ask Mansfield to bring up higher education. Let them go on and report it and bring up higher education first.
Mm. Yeah, that's what they haven't thought out, but if they want to get sticky with this thing. You know, as I told you last Saturday, for God's sakes, they tried to derail higher education and get 14B out of Morse first when they were out there at B. Mueller's party. But in any event, they're saying to me, well, the way you describe the higher education situation, if Morse comes out with a unanimous bill, it should, and the full committee, it shouldn't take 10 minutes. So we'll give you 10 minutes and go and do it.
Well, just tell them we're going to get from us just what they give us. And they know right back in the cabinet room where we were, and I went further than I promised them I'd go. And if they want to play this way now, I've tried to give them the facts. And I don't like for B. Mueller to start calling signals up here for us.
Yeah. I talked to the speaker on this discharge petition. The speaker said, no, I don't want I'm not going to have the leadership under the gun here. And he said, you know, the tradition of the leadership. And he said, after all, the leadership generally is urging people not to sign discharge petitions. And he said, I don't think that these people that have been pressing this have done the kind of a job they could do up to now. And one thing after another, and pleasant but firm, and saying, now, don't be putting the leaders on the spot and all that stuff. And I said, well, Mr. Speaker, you're going to be around in the morning? And he said, yeah. And I said, I want to drop by and chat with you. He said, fine, I'll be looking forward to seeing you. And I learned that since then that the leadership conference and labor people have a meeting scheduled with him tomorrow afternoon in his office. So I'll see what tomorrow brings on.
All right. He got Ford denouncing us, and it's rather embarrassing to come in here and then have moved.
Yeah.
I thought the other day here he would. And of course that's true, but this is, they don't have South Carolina running the whole rest of the government. And he's awful damn strong for poll tax just a few days ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know if I have any success with
them
tomorrow.
Yeah, they passed by a pretty good vote, though, that higher education.
Yeah. Yeah, they kept it in good shape.
Now, you want to take a little insurance to Mansfield and tell him that you sure do want immigration and higher education brought up before they get in the fight on 14B?
Yeah.
Do that right now before they get him committed.
All right. Okay.